everybody. Welcome back into another edition of the Waiver Wire Show here on South Harmon for week 13, Thanksgiving Day week for the NFL season. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody that listens to the podcast here. I hope you guys have a nice holiday with your families this coming up Thursday. So hopefully everyone has a good time, watch a couple football games, at least watch two of them. That middle game might be the time to take the nap, so to say. But yeah, welcome back, guys. Just some quick points here, recording this Monday afternoon, so some injury news and the Monday night football game aren't reflected on here, so if some of the late injury news comes out, I haven't got to it here. But I dive very deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. So if you have some guys that, you know, you're in a super deep league and you need some guys, this is a great podcast for you. Even if you're just in a regular redraft league, this is definitely a podcast for you as well, to kind of get the injury news and some of the guys to pick up. Now, I'm not going to be telling you to pick up some of the main guys that are out there that could be, you know, owned in 10% of leagues or anything like that. But you know how we do it down here. So you've been following us all year, so I'm happy you guys are back and followed all year. So let's get into it. Let's go with the injuries. Oh, no buys this week, which is a good thing. But next week, of course, we got 6 buys. So why couldn't they throw some buys in this week? Who knows? Anyways, injuries. Quarterbacks. Gardner Minshew, broken collarbone, done for the season. So no more Gardner Minshew. And then Brock Purdy. Obviously, we didn't talk about it last week because we didn't know he was going to miss. But shoulder injury he's dealing with, he missed this week. Just kind of have to monitor him this week. There's a big matchup again this week for them against Buffalo. So really big game for the 49ers, and they need to like start winning here because they are pretty down in the dumps right now. They are, I think, 6-5 or 5-6. So they got to start winning some games here. So monitor Brock Purdy's status. Running back, so David Montgomery, he suffered a shoulder injury in the third quarter and did not return, so we're going to need to monitor David Montgomery's status right before Thanksgiving. They played the noon game on Thanksgiving, so very, very quick turnaround here for David Montgomery. We'll see if he's able to go against his former team in the Chicago Bears. Next up is two Washington running backs. So Austin Eckler, he took a massive hit at the end of the game yesterday. Definitely a concussion, probably misses this week. So don't count on Austin Eckler. And then Brian Robinson, he hurt his ankle early in the game and did not return. They said he's dealing with some ankle stuff this week, so you're going to have to monitor his status too. Otherwise, the Commanders are going to be down two running backs this week. And it would kind of make sense to sit both of them because they have the week 14 bye. So if I'm thinking of it long term from Washington's standpoint, they probably sit both running backs this week. So kind of keep that in mind when you do some waivers. We'll get into who's the guy you should pick up here in a little bit. Wide receiver injuries. So there was a couple of those as well. Josh Downs, he suffered a shoulder injury. He is considered week to week and a very big long shot to play in week 13. So be prepared to be without Josh Downs this week. And I believe they also have a week 14 bye this coming week or following week. So you're going to have to miss out on him. Let me make sure. Yeah, the Colts are on a week 14 bye as well. So Josh Downs will be out for the next 2 weeks, most likely. Romeo Dobbs, he had a concussion in the third quarter and did not return. With these concussions, these guys probably miss 1 week. So expect to be without Romeo Dobbs for a week. That kind of gives Dontavian Wicks some possibility to be a pickup this week. Tight end Jake Ferguson, he's considered a long shot to play on Thanksgiving due to his concussion still. So obviously the quick turnaround, he didn't practice at all last week, and it looks like it's going to be tough for him to clear the concussion protocol before the Thursday Thanksgiving game. So expect to be without Jake Ferguson for one more week. And then Jatavion Sanders, he left the game with a neck injury, went to the hospital, was released and all that, but he's considered doubtful to play this week. So you'll be without Jatavion Sanders. All right, let's go into the waivers for this week. So quarterbacks, redraft quarterbacks I like for this week. So I like Russell Wilson against Cincinnati. You know, even in the snow last week, Russell Wilson still threw for 270 and a touchdown. Russell Wilson has been dealing. I think they're going to hopefully take this little extended break to get Mike Williams more involved. So hopefully Mike Williams, we start seeing some catches from him as well. Derek Carr versus the Rams, they're at home. I think, you know, with the bye week, it gets the Saints a little more healthier. And I think Derek Carr can work with these other receivers a little bit. And, let's be honest, he had a pretty good game last time out before the bye week, and that was without anybody. So Derek Carr, definitely somebody I would consider against the Rams, and especially the Rams just got beat up by the Eagles pretty good last week. And then the last one is Monday night, Bo Nix versus the Browns. Just Bo Nix has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league over the last month and a half. So if Bo Nix still happens to be available and you need a quarterback, go ahead and pick up some Bo Nix. Dynasty quarterbacks you need to be looking into. So Aiden O'Connell could be back this week on the Black Friday game. Desmond Ridder also would be considered as well, but it sounds like from everything that I've read and heard so far that Aiden O'Connell will be back this week, and Aiden O'Connell will be the starting quarterback for the Raiders going forward. Brandon Allen, I also want to mention him just in case Brock Purdy misses again. I think mostly everybody picked up Brandon Allen in super flex leagues this week, so he might not be available, but if he is, Brandon Allen could be a pickup. And then my shitty quarterbacks, I think Drew Locke you got to consider too. Tommy DeVito was another one who got picked up everywhere last week, and he was the starter. As long as he's healthy, he's going to be the starter, but Drew Locke, they could just throw him in at any point, especially with that dumpster fire of the New York Giants. Okay, let's look at the running backs for redraft. So Antonio Gibson got some more opportunity this week. 30 snaps, 17 routes. He had 2 targets, caught 1 for 14, and he also led the team with 6 carries for 31 yards. So Antonio Gibson getting a little bit more run. He actually played one more snap than Ramondre Stevenson, I do believe. So yeah, Antonio Gibson's getting back into the mix. Jeremy McNichols, 17 snaps, 9 routes, 3 carries for 22 yards. And I want to bring him up because Brian Robinson and Eckler could miss this week. So if you just need a pickup for this week, 1 week, you need a running back, Jeremy McNichols is going to be the guy. He should be the starter there for Washington. And I would imagine they cut Chris Rodriguez this week. I would imagine they bring back Chris Rodriguez, and Chris Rodriguez will be the backup this week. So look out for McNichols and Rodriguez. I would assume McNichols is the one who gets the bulk of the workload, just like he has all year. Amir Abdullah, in case Zamir White and Alexander Mattison miss again. But Amir Abdullah had 69 snaps. He ran 47 routes, which is crazy. That's more than like wide receiver routes sometimes. 6 targets. He had 5 catches for 37 yards on a touchdown, 8 carries for 28 yards. So Amir Abdullah, definitely somebody on the radar for this week, especially if Madison and Zamir White can't go. And remember, they play on Friday, on Black Friday, so they do have a short week too. So I Zamir White and Madison could miss again. So just monitor their status here. But Abdullah could definitely be a pickup if you need a running back. Dynasty running back. So Sincere McCormick, who the hell is that? Well, he's been on the Raiders for a couple years now, been on the practice squad, but finally got called up with all these injuries. He only played 8 snaps. He had 2 targets, but he had 5 carries for 33 yards, which actually led the team rushing this week. So really nice debut there for McCormick. And everyone was all on, oh, Dylan Lobb, he's going to get more time, he's going to get more play. He only played on special teams. He didn't even get an offensive snap. So the Dylan Lobb experiment, as much as I don't like it, because I like Dylan Lobb as a prospect, seems like he's just going to be kind of stick to special teams here. Wide receivers. Brandon Cooks, good shot he comes back this week to play on Thanksgiving. So Cowboys getting a little bit of more help at wide receiver. That would kind of put some of those other guys down a little bit, but Brandon Cooks should be coming back. How much do I want to play him with Cooper Rush? That's a different story, but just want to mention that Cooks is going to be coming back. John Mechie, he is the clear wide receiver 3 now with Diggs out for the season. He played 40 snaps, which was 71%, 31 routes, 3 targets, only caught 1 for 6, but, you know, Mechie could be a nice little piece there for you if you need to throw in somebody. They do have a week 14 bye coming up too, so just remind you of that. Adonai Mitchell, 12 snaps, 9 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 10. Wanted to bring him up because he probably goes in the 3 wide receiver sets now with Josh Downs out for the next week. So this is another, just like Mechie, going to be 1 week because they are on bye next week. But if you need a guy for this week, Mitchell could be somebody you can consider this week. And then Devon Vailey, 44 snaps, 31 routes, 9 targets, 6 for 80 yards. Vailey has really come on the last couple weeks. They still give the ball to little Jordan Humphrey. Josh Reynolds is very close to coming back too, so I'll see how that reflects on things here. But I think Vailey is the clear wide receiver too here, and he's been playing really good football for them. So I think Vele is somebody you can consider in some redraft leagues. Dynasty wide receivers. I got 2 Carolina wide receivers here for you. So David Moore, he actually led the team in snaps at 58, which was 94%. He ran 38 routes. He had 10 targets, 6 for 81, and 1 touchdown from David Moore, the veteran. I think he's locked into the starting lineup now with Adam Thielen. So, yeah, David Moore is definitely in there. Jalen Coker was inactive this week. And then the other one I want to bring up is Devin Tompkins for the really deep league. So he had only played 8 snaps, but he had 6 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 13. And they were, like, actively trying to get him the ball. This was his first week that he was active. This guy played for Tampa Bay last year with Dave Canales, and he used him quite a bit. So I think he has some plays and some designs cooked up for Devin Tompkins. So in my really deep leagues, I think Devin Tompkins is definitely worth a pickup this week. Tight ends. Redraft tight end. So Noah Gray, 44 snaps, 26 routes, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. Over his last 2 weeks, he has had 4 total touchdowns for Noah Gray. So we all know how bleak and shitty the tight end landscape is. Noah Gray, I threw him into 2 lineups this week and helped me win some matchups this week. So Noah Gray, definitely somebody I'd be willing to pick up this week if my tight ends, if I've been starting Dalton fucking Schultz all year, who's done absolutely nothing, like I'd rather play Noah Gray than Dalton Schultz. Luke Schoonmaker, 43 snaps, 65%, 20 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 55, and a touchdown. So Schoonmaker has been the guy with Ferguson out the last 2 weeks. So Schoonmaker is definitely the guy you want to pick up. And he's playing the Giants here this coming week. Giants are, they did pretty good last week against Cade Otton, but, you know, Schoonmaker's getting the targets here. So he would definitely be worth a pickup if you need a tight end. And then for dynasty purposes, Brevin Spanford, 33 snaps, 50% of the snaps, 16 routes, 2 targets, and 2 for 24. So Spanford, the backup tight end there for Dallas, he did get some work too. So if you have like a best ball lineup and you just need somebody, that could be a guy. And then a couple more dynasty tight ends for you. Tommy Tremble, 51 snaps, 25 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 5. And with Jatavion Sanders out and Ian Thomas is on IR2, Tommy Tremble is going to probably play a shit ton of snaps this coming week. So Tommy Tremble definitely worth somebody to pick up in some dynasty leagues. And then last, Kylan Granson finally took over as the most routes, most snaps, all that good stuff for the Colts this week. 35 snaps, 21 routes, 2 targets, didn't get any catches or anything, but just want to bring it up. Mo Alie-Cox is getting reduced a little bit here, so maybe they're going back to Granson and Ogletree as like their main guys. And yeah, short podcast this week as usual, guys. Like the injuries have not piled up as much as we want, and or not want, but don't need. And, you know, a lot of these fringe guys are not really relevant to you guys. And that's a good thing, honestly. That means all of our main guys are healthy. We don't have to scramble on the waiver wire every single week. So that's good. But our last segment, the What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. And that goes to the dumpster fire that is the New York Giants. Obviously, I knew they were getting blown out this week, but I want to bring this up. Eric Gray, he played 15 snaps, ran 9 routes. Fucking why? Why is Eric Gray out there? You had Singletary and Tracy. They limited Tracy's snaps. Like, Tracy should be the, 75% guy. Singletary in there, 20%. If you want to give a carry or two to Eric Gray, whatever, that's fine. But what are we doing playing him? 15 snaps, 9 routes. I mean, what the hell are we doing here? Eric Gray has just proven that he is just not very good in the NFL. Yes, I know he did good in the preseason, but that's against other fourth stringers. But Tyrone Tracy is the man. I think he needs to get playing there. But hey, it is the Giants. They're an absolute fucking train wreck. And then, hey, let's look at the other locker room there, the New York Jets. Same thing. Total shit show over there for the New York Jets as well. So it's something in the water in New Jersey. So who knows? But that is going to be it for this week, guys. I appreciate everybody listening. I hope all of you have a really good Thanksgiving. Hopefully a really good waiver wire week. Hopefully you hit on some of these guys. I know if you had Amir Abdullah, like I talked about last week, he got you a touchdown. So, kudos to that for sure. Hopefully Jeremy McNichols or Abdullah again. Hopefully one of those guys wins you guys a week this week because you listen to this podcast and you pick them up. So good luck to you guys this week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And we will see you next week for another Bye Apocalypse.